As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You know, it's interesting. David, you just played the kind of, it's just synonymous with draft day. It's the first thing we think of, the draft chime. Fun note, just for you two. I want to just see. Do you know what year the draft chime debuted? Feels like it's been a lifetime, right? Like Rico was hanging out with his Nona in Southwest Detroit in the 60s, and the draft chime was there. When was the draft chime? When did it debut?
I'm going to go 92.
Okay, 1992. Yeah. David, do you want to lock in a guess?
I cannot remember the year, but I do know the player, so I don't want to give it away by giving the player.
All right, here's the point. It feels like it's been a lifetime with the draft chime. 2006. Crazy,
are
right?
You serious?
Hasn't even been 20 years. The draft chime is like the Law and Order, you know, doom, doom.
Right.
It's like, oh, it's draft time.
It's like the Mandela effect. I thought it was in 92. I thought it's been around for a
nope. Wow. 06. We're going to get to Pistons and the draft top of the hour because I'm locked in on the Pistons tonight. The draft is taking them. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. We should play the chime when the lights turn on. So look.
right up to it. Dun, 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 dun.
Exactly. It's. I want to at least do one segment on this, just quick. Let's set the table because, David, I think you're involved in this. Draft night storylines, I know we're going to get to them in the Blitz coming up here in a few minutes, but this particular one, it has been a show storyline all offseason. I do not like Shedeur Sanders. Rico does. And it's simple. I think David is right in the middle of this. Let me lay this out, and I want to know if anybody wants to take bets on this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think the Giants are taking Shedeur at 3. And if you start to look at the teams, there is a glut of teams that simply do not need quarterbacks. The Steelers sitting there at 21. Denver's at 20. Right there is your point. That if nobody trades up, let's say the Giants move up and get Jackson Dart, which is a big rumor now, so it'll never happen. But if Shedeur is there for the Steelers, David, do you, Rico, me, you the listener, is that the last bus stop for Shedeur? That if the Steelers don't take him there, he's Will Levis, girlfriend breaks up with him on draft night, he's not going in the first round.
Go ahead, David.
He's not going in the first round.
You don't think the Steelers will take him?
I don't. I think it's a smoke screen, as Tomlin's saying. I love the guy. I think that's a smoke screen. He's not going there.
Do you agree if he doesn't go to the Steelers, there's nothing afterwards where someone will take him?
Yeah, because I don't see him being the Lamar type, meaning a team wants to get the extra fifth year on him. I don't see that at all.
Well, no, and again, I'm not slandering the kid. He does not have elite arm talent. He does not have elite athleticism. He did not play high intellect football at Colorado. It just, look, I'm not saying he's terrible. I don't want Rico to yell at me because it's yelling. Hurtful behavior. It's just
no yelling, but
do you think he's going in the first round?
I do. Okay. I do. No. And here's the prediction.
Lunch bet.
And here's the prediction, Mike. He and Travis Hunter will be teammates again.
Cleveland
will move up, swap out with either Kansas City or Buffalo, and get him right before the first round ends.
Okay. Now, listen, I would like that to happen because I'm in the interesting business. But it is a developing storyline today. There's kind of this groundswell that Shador isn't going to go in the first round.
So I'm saying that. Buffalo sitting there at 30, 31, 32. I can see Cleveland saying, hey, swap picks with us. You can have pick, what was that, 34?
Yeah. How about the Lions? Why not the Lions trading out of 28?
Because they would already have traded up and they would have moved on.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Who are we moving up and getting?
Punter? I don't know.
Okay, that's
stop it.
That's enough.
No, no. They will probably move up once. I think it's a run. I don't know what Brad wants, but if there's a run on certain players and it's like that was his category, you'll hear the chimes. Lions have moved up to pick 24, or they've traded with Minnesota, and they now own Minnesota's pick.
What storyline, David and Rico, here's the other question I have, and then we'll move because I know we've got to do the blitz and stuff, and I want to get to the Pistons. What storyline outside of Shador?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com. Are you locked in on tonight? Where you think, okay, this is going to be a thing? Because that's really why the draft is interesting. It's not about who goes where anymore. It's the storylines. Who's falling? The shocking trades up or down? What are you locked in on?
I'm locked in probably James Pierce. Where is he going to go? Is he going to go in the first? Kind of like Shador. I think if there was no Shador, Pierce would be the bigger story right now. But Shador is overshadowing him. But I've seen him. He used to be as high as the 10th. Overall selection. Now some places have him out of the entire first round. That's one. And also, Mike, I want to see as a whole the running back story. Where do they go running backs go?
You just leaned into my storyline. It is Ashton Jeanty, because there are rumors of people trying to trade to 2 to get Ashton Jeanty. What?
Trade to 3.
This is crazy.
Take the Giants pick. Well, look, you are seeing a little bit of a renaissance of the running back. I still doesn't mean I'm paying him $20 million a year when the deal is up. But look, would I take a running back at 2? No, absolutely not. But is it impossible? No. I'm with you guys. I think Jeanty is. Look, I just hope he's not in Chicago. All right, for the Lions' sake. I don't want Jeanty with Ben Johnson. I don't want him in Chicago. I don't want to face him twice a year.
You know what? There's two people that I would not like. Jeanty is one, Mike. I don't want to see Chicago get Tyler Warren either. I think that he could do too much. He's too versatile, and Ben Johnson would have a field day. That's a Ben Johnson type of pick, is Tyler Warren.
Oh, you didn't hear? Ben Johnson left his brain in Detroit.
Oh, I forgot.
He's a bum now.
So, yes, I the Genty thing, but don't sleep on Tyler Warren.
Tyler Warren. Okay. David, couple ticket texts, and we got to get to a blitz, because I know you've got storylines galore, day of draft, and we'll rifle through them. Something or nothing style. And then top of the hour, I want to get a little Pistons in the mix with the draft. What has your attention tonight? I'm super interested because one is an actual game. The other is just performative theater. And your team's really good and you're not picking very early. I'm just interested. We'll get to it. David, ticket text.
I think that it's possible they are more concerned with long-term stability of the team than they are trying to leverage a few short years of being better, if not great.
I think you're 100% right, and I don't agree with that strategy. Go ahead and be good for 7-8 years. You're the Ravens. What's it gotten you? Go ahead and be good for 7-8 years. What's it gotten you? You're the Bills. It's not about being good. It's about winning it all. And if you're afraid of what happens after, then I don't know what to tell you. It's just not how the super successful teams do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do it, but yeah, I don't care about 2028. It means nothing. It's about now and maybe next year.
Roy in Pontiac says, oh, good. So we are going to be the Steelers, win 10 to 12 games a year, but never make the Super Bowl.
I don't know that. I didn't say that. I just said, go look at the teams that pay their safeties a lot of money and tell me what they all have in common. They don't have rings. They don't even have Super Bowl appearances. Just go look. That's the data. It's real. Like I'm not lying to you.
From Tom, he says, my storyline is the quarterback and wide receiver position. I feel like it's going to be a record low combined total for those positions round one.
I could see as few as two wide receivers. You could see as few as maybe two quarterbacks. Yeah. Look, the Giants are going to be at the center of that quarterback stuff. If they just do what they should do and take Abdul Carter at three, they're going to try to trade up.
Yeah,
it's all over the New York media the last 3-4 days.
And see, I think the same with Cleveland as well. You know what? Maybe we move back up, get that trade with Roseman and Philly. Hey, let us get pick 32. You can have pick 34.
And Howie will take a Georgia player no matter what.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. David, you have all the storylines. I know Diana Rossini's got like a top 20. Let's rifle through those next, set the table for everybody on draft day, and then we're going to bring the Pistons into the conversation at 3 o'clock.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.